Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about faith and our mental health. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Faith and Our Mental Health by Amanda Eidelman. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." When we are suffering due to an ailment, we need the peace of God to help us endure our trials. We need to make changes in the ways that we care for our bodies in order to experience healing. We need a community to call on to support us on our journey. Diligently praying that God offers us healing should be part of our response. In addition to these practical steps, we often rely on the expertise of professionals, and oftentimes this includes taking medication as a way for us to find that healing. All of these actions described above are the exact same steps that are necessary for a person to find healing or relief from mental illness. Yet, just last week, I sat in a service where those taking anti-medication were a group being called out. It's clear that we are still lacking in our ability to address mental illness in the church with grace and understanding. Many Christians believe that mental illness is more than an ailment, it's a spiritual failure. Empathy is required when discussing mental health. If you've never struggled with your mental health, it can be hard to understand what it feels like to have your mind and body hijacked by the crushing weight of anxiety, depression, or other debilitating mental illnesses. I assure you, as someone that has walked this trying road, there is more to these terrifying experiences than a lack of proper understanding of God's word. God's word is an amazing tool that does help us find healing in our lives. Nonetheless, many times when we are experiencing clinical forms of mental distress, we also need the help of our community and professionals to find balance in our bodies again. Just as the church would not shame, discourage, or call out a diabetic for taking insulin, we also should be careful not to stigmatize treatments for people being treated for mental illness. Spiritual leaders need to take note of this mental health crisis that is happening in our communities. The body of Christ should begin to educate themselves on how to love people that are navigating the struggle. Anxiety and depression are caused by physical imbalances. It is well documented that our behavior, thoughts, and trauma cause anxiety and depression. Those are things that we need the help of others and the Holy Spirit to work through. Counselors, therapists, and a strong community are key to finding healing. In addition to these traumas, stresses, and losses, these mental illnesses are also triggered by physical imbalances in the body. Understanding the physical connection between our bodies and our minds helps us to free us of shame and guilt that hold us back from seeking healing through a holistic approach. The church needs to expand the conversation from us seeking peace, not only through our connection to the Bible, but also through seeking health in our bodies through practices that promote physical and mental well-being. Christ alone has the perfect mind. Part of the church's struggle with this topic stems from an incomplete understanding of the many verses that address our mental battles with fear and anxiety. God over and over comforts us, telling us that When we are afraid, we can trust him. God knows our minds are weak and fear will be a part of our human experience. This is why he kindly addresses our fears with words of comfort. But somehow, those same words have been catalyzed to point blame at ourselves or other believers, as if we are lesser in our faith because we are enduring a battle of the mind. One wise friend explained that we all have fallen minds. Only Christ has the perfect mind. We often pray that God would give us the mind of Christ because it's impossible to live our lives with peace, wisdom, without access to our Father. All of us struggle to see our world, circumstances, relationships, and futures without struggle. This grace that says that there is no one of us that gets our thoughts right helps us to break the stigma around anxiety or depression. We need to be sharing the truth that God sees that our minds and bodies struggle. He is there for us on this journey that looks like prayer, self-care, medical care, and more. Life is complex, and how we find freedom is often different for every single person. Leaders of the faith, as we talk about this very complex issue, let's be open to hear, willing to learn, and filled with love. Intersecting faith and life. If you are a faith leader, take time to hear the lived experiences of those who have endured struggles with their mental health. Listening leads to compassion and understanding. This will provide context and depth the next time you share a message concerning our mental well-being. If you are in a season in which you are struggling with mental illness, take time to do more than just lean on God's word. Invest in the health of your body, which will make way to a more peaceful mind. Seeking the assistance of professionals on how to find balance in your body is always a wise step towards healing. Further reading, Why the Church Needs to Stop Stigmatizing Mental Health, The Silent Stigma of Mental Illness in the Church.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.